Coming up on episode number 1394, well, we had a birthday a couple days ago, a birthday for an artist that I did a cover story for a long time ago, but it's time to do another one. Mark Hoppus, co-vocalist and guitarist of the band Blink-182, celebrated his 50th birthday, and if you're playing along, then you'll say, "What's my age again?" And we'd say 50. So, of course, it'll be an episode full of Blink-182 covers. Let's go ahead and get things started. All of this and more coming up right now. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
From Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Yes, St. Patrick's Day. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. All right, let's get a correction here, because I did start off with a slight error in my description. Mark Hoppus is a bass player. He's a bassist for Blink-182. My agreement is that, well, a bass guitar is still a guitar, but that is... That does warrant correction and explanation. Let's get to this thing. Blink-182 had the big album Enema of the State, of course, which you'll hear a lot of covers of songs from, but that wasn't their first album. That might have been a breakthrough album for them, but quite a few albums released before that, before they really broke through with that album. And you'll hear covers of songs from those earlier albums as well. And you'll even hear a cover featuring two-thirds of Blink-182 later on in the show. Let's get things started with one of the big songs from Enema of the State, a cover by one of my favorite bands, Scary Pockets. It's a side project, or I don't really want to call it a side project because that diminishes it. It's another project by Jack Conti, who is half of Pomplamoose and co-founder of Patreon. Let's get to it right now. Here is Scary Pockets with their cover of All the Small Things featuring Casey Abrams.
Nah. expecting victim of darkness in the valley. We could live like Jack and Sally if we want, but you could always find me, and we'll have Halloween on Christmas. In the night we'll wish this never ends. I wish this never ends.
I couldn't wait till I got home. never thought I'd die alone. Another 6 months I'll be unknown. Give all my things to all my friends. You'll never step foot in my room again. You close it off, board it up. Remember the time that I spilled the cup of apple juice in the hall. Please tell Mom this is not her fault. I never conquered, rarely came. 16 just held such better days. Days when I still felt alive. We couldn't wait to get outside. The world was wide, too late to try. The tour was over and we survived. I couldn't wait till I got home to pass the time in my room alone.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I work alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I've seen more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on a drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks out outside of me, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I've seen more amused by brand phone calls. What the hell is calling? Friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're a freshman, yeah. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? She walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're a freshman, yeah. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? And that's about the time that she broke up with me.
should take themselves so seriously. With many years I had to fall in line. Why would you wish that on me? I'm never one to act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again?
Blink-182's Ode to Star Wars, A New Hope. That is the band straight out of junior high from the Pacific Ridge Records Presents Heroes of Pop Punk, which their Heroes of Pop Punk was Blink-182, the entire album. Despite the title, the entire album is one hero, Blink-182. Came out in 2006, included that cover there of A New Hope by Straight Outta Junior High. Damian McFly right before that with a cover of What's My Age Again, that one from a tribute, one of those Punk Goes albums, Punk Goes Acoustic, If the Kids Are United, which came out in 2016. Covering What's My Age Again, the other big, 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 big hit from Enema of the State. Before that, a song that Mark Hoppus wrote while on tour, talking about the loneliness as the other two members of the band had a significant others to go home to. He was alone. He wrote the song Adam's Song based on that. That is by Future Idiots from the album Grand Theft Audio, which came out in 2010. Future Idiots have released a couple different volumes of their cover albums called Grand Theft Audio. Clever title for a set of cover albums, for sure. Fox before that with I Miss You, Hello There, with a cover from their, Jam in the Van album from 2015. And Scary Pocket start us off with All the Small Things featuring Casey Abrams on vocals. That one from their album Funkish from 2018. Now, let's get to a cover that features two-thirds of Blink-182, basically everybody but Travis Barker in the most popular iteration of the band. This was recorded for a TV project called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, where they appeared as Jan and Dean for the TV show. This is their cover of Dead Man's Curve, complete with, like, studio booth chatter and all that stuff. Here are Mark Hoppus and Tom DeLonge with Dead Man's Curve.
Jan and Dean demo take one.
I'm ready.
Dean, what? Get it right. Jan and Dean demo take two.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right. Down the window of a shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, my mill's running fine. Let's come off the line now at Sunset and Vine. I'll go you one better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man's Curve. Wine from my steaming machine. I flew past the Brea Schwab's and Crescent Heights, and all that Jack could see were my six tail lights. He passed me at Domini and I started to swerve. I pulled her out and there we were.
Remember, Doc, I started to swerve.
And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight.
And this I found out for myself, that everyone was right.
Failing now, and they talk in one. I'll see you at a movie sneak preview. You'll show up and walk by on the arm of that guy, and I'll smile and you'll wave. We'll pretend it's okay. The charade, it won't last. When he's gone, I won't come back. And it's happened once again. I'll turn to a friend, someone that understands, sees through the master plan. But everybody's gone, and I've been here for too long to face this on my own. Well, I guess this is growing up. I guess this is growing up. Well, 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 I guess this is growing up.
getting super, getting drunk with my best friends. Couldn't wait for the summer and the Warped Tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. She's getting kicked out of school cause she's failing. I'm kinda nervous cause I think her friends hate me. She's the one, she'll always be there. She took my hand and it made it, I swear, cause I fell in love
with the girl at the rock show.
She said what?
And I told her that I didn't know.
She's so cool,
gonna sneak it through her window.
Everything is better when she's around.
Can't wait till her parents go out of town. Fell in love with the girl at the rock show.
Gave us 17 without a purpose or direction. Don't know anyone, fucking explanation. Fell in love
with the girl at the rock show.
She said what?
And I told her that I didn't know.
She's so cool,
gonna sneak it through a window.
Everything is better when she's around.
Can't wait till her parents go out of town. Fell in love with the girl at the rock show.
Thank you. blame.
Julian Baker with a cover of Anthem Part 2. So they released Anthem on Enema of the State, and then they released Anthem Part 2, I believe, on Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and that was a cover of that song right there. That one came from a Stereo Gum CD, not available anymore because Stereo Gum, I believe the site, is no longer around. They released a CD, or I'm sorry, an album, digital album, as a swan song to try and save the site. I'm looking right now to see if Stereo Gum is still around, because if they're not, it's kind of a bummer. Oh no, they are still around, and so this was successful. This was an album that was intended to save the site. It was a donate, you know, pay as much as you want for the album kind of thing, and this was like a bunch of covers for different songs, different 2000s and 1990s bands being covered by more modern bands, 2000s and 2010s, and came out in 2020 and included that cover of Anthem Part 2 by Julian Baker. I don't know if you can still find them. I don't know if you can still find that album, but if you can, it's worth it. A lot of great stuff on there. Honey Wagon before that, that's from the Pickin' On series. You know, it's either going to be Iron Horse or Honey Wagon when you get one of those. Honey Wagon did the cover of Blink-182 there from the Grass Stains, a Pickin' On series bluegrass tribute to Blink-182 from 2003. The Rock Show is what they were covering. Ben, from an album called Benham of the State, yeah, he's a fellow bassist, and released that all-bass instrumental cover album of Enema of the State back in 2017. Stay Together for the Kids was the track I included from that one. The band Figure It Out before that, from their album Covers Exist, an EP of all Blink-182 covers based on the song Aliens Exist. That was their cover of Damn It, from 2019. And then you heard Hoppus and DeLonge, Mark Hoppus and Tom DeLonge, with a cover from the ABC TV series Shake, Rattle, and Roll from 1999, covering Dead Man's Curve. That, my friends, is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. I know a little bit shorter than usual, but didn't want to jam a bunch of another band on here or another set of covers of somebody else or something like that. So that's going to, you know, two sets this time. That's all right. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, if you want to reach me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Of course, everything else you can find at coverville.com. You will find everything you could possibly want. Previous episodes, swag, and a way to support the show. Patreon.com/Coverville. One more thing I want to tell you about, and that is the MS-150. Yeah, it's coming up at the end of June, and between now and then, I'm going to be cycling like a madman, trying to get ready for the 150-mile, two-day ride. Listen, if you want to help support me, go to tiny.cc/BikeCoverville2022. That's tiny.cc/BikeCoverville2022 if you want to help support my ride. All that money goes to Bike MS and MS-150. None of it goes to me, but that's, you know, that's what a charity's all about, right? Once again, tiny.cc/BikeCoverville2022. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. That just about covers it for tonight. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And yes, there will be a guest tonight, Guest the Connection tomorrow, Thursday, March 18th, at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time at twitch.tv/coverville.